G'day everybody, Vaughn from Grave Forsaken here. I just thought I'd record a quick podcast to let you all know what's going on with the band. It's been a long time since I did a podcast, so I thought might as well record another one and upload it and just put it out there. So here I am. So the most important news from the band at the moment is that our most recent album is complete and it's in the process of getting released. So we're looking forward to bringing that to you sometime in 2020. It'd be really good to have that out. So keep an eye and ear out for announcements on the title and the cover artwork and track listing and release date and all of those sort of things. Be really excited to bring all that news to you. I don't want to reveal any of it yet until I know exactly when things are happening, but trust me, things are going on in the background, and we'll be able to have some announcements on that in the pretty near future. So really, really looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting this album out there to you. It sort of harkens back to our early material, but it's also got a fair bit of the style from the more recent albums on it. So I think it's a good mix of all our styles, actually. I mean, we've always sort of had, I've always obviously been a Christian metal band, but it's fair to say on the last couple of albums, in particular, where Luke was doing a lot of the lead guitar playing, probably went in a even more, I guess, sort of heavier and fast direction compared to some of our earlier stuff, which did in places have a bit more of a mid-paced and sort of even sort of doom metal in places sort of vibe. I think what happens is every album is just, you don't necessarily set out to write an album that sounds like this or this. It tends to come together, at any given time. Certain band members are contributing more material than others, just for whatever reason. So as you compile an album, if there's a band member who's done a lot of writing in the lead up to that album, then they might have, a bit more of material of a certain vibe on it. It's not that you sort of sit down necessarily and say, okay, let's have two songs like this, three songs like that, four songs like this. It tends to actually be what's been written and demoed and put together at the time that you're compiling the album, more so than necessarily a strategy to, have a particular sound or style. Although initially, funnily enough, when we did start this album, I was sort of, the material was kind of leaning towards the older style. I think my emphasis in writing had been to try to write a few songs that sort of were more reminiscent of stuff on our earlier albums. But interestingly, a few people who've heard it don't necessarily hear that influence. So even though I might have been trying to capture that, my interpretation of that early stuff, still probably has some newer stuff coming in with it. So, even if you're trying to, hearken to a particular style or sound, you still end up bringing different influences and styles into it anyway. So it's probably like a long-winded way of saying, that each album just sort of becomes a bit of a product of its time and the people who are writing it at the time. So really looking forward to bringing this one out to you. But so keep your ears out for that, and keep looking on our Facebook page and our website and all that as more details come out. We're looking to, in the second half of this year, get rehearsing again, sort of reconvening with a view to playing some shows down the track. So we'll be looking forward to that. Down the track, it's still a while before, I think, concert venues and all that reopen, but the progress in my home state of Western Australia hasn't been too bad. So I think that we might be able to have shows and gigs and all that available to us in the not too distant future. I wouldn't say in the immediate future, but yeah, down the track. But in any case, we'd want to rehearse for a little while before we even thought about putting on concerts and all that sort of thing again. So that's something we'll be looking to do. But my focus for the last couple of months has been getting this album finalized. So, you know, been trying to use a shutdown period to work on all of that. So, yeah, it's pretty, all in all, the future's pretty bright and it's great to have a new album coming out. That's one cool thing about being in this band is even if we're quiet on the live front and, you know, sort of busy in life with family and all that, we do try to keep working on albums. And so even if, you know, there's not much happening, like I say, on the live front and the rehearsal front, we're still always kind of plugging away on a new project at any given time. So that sort of means every 2 or 3 years, you know, we do have enough material together to put out an album. So that's been particularly good over the last few years where things have got quieter on the live front. For us, it's been harder to get together and rehearse and all of that as all of us have young families, and just finding the time to dedicate to, you know, being sharp with the rehearsal, it's a bit harder compared to when we first started the band. None of us had kids, so we could rehearse 3 or 4 times a week, or, you know, and play a gig whenever the opportunity came up. And you know, when you're rehearsing a lot and you're playing a lot, then what happens is you're playing with other bands, and then, you know, they've got a gig on in a month's time, and they say, hey, how do you guys feel about playing at this show? And then you're playing at that show, and, you know, you meet somebody and they suggest you play at their show, and, you know, you just find that flows just a lot easier when you're out there regularly. But, you know, I found that once we didn't play stopped playing as many shows as we used to, then, you know, it did dry up pretty quickly. You kind of lose connection with the local metal scene, and, you know, it becomes harder and harder to, you know, gigs don't just sort of fall on your lap. I mean, early in our career, like, we'd be getting regularly emailed, you know, to play at this show or that show, and it was really, really cool because, you know, we were out there being this Christian metal band, and, you know, I look back on it now and it was hard going at the time, but, you know, we did manage to play quite a lot of shows in the local metal scene just with the regular bands. And I'd like to think, you know, we had some good relationships with the other bands. I'd like to think that we had a fair degree of respect in that community. Like, we were never, you know, we're always really polite, and, you know, we always tried to really represent well. And I think that helped. I think people realised that, you know, we weren't being jerks and all that kind of thing. We're just, you know, decent guys, and, you know, we had a message in our music, but we certainly didn't push it down people's throats. And, you know, I think we sort of, you know, there might have been a few bands here and there who sort of, you know, looked a bit sideways at us, you know, but I found that I never once had a problem with any musician or anything. It was actually a pretty chilled scene back in the Perth metal scene in those days. And I've got really, really fond memories of when we used to play in that scene a lot. But yeah, you know, I guess the initial point that I was making was that, you know, we're not doing so much of that now, so we don't have those same levels of connection. But, you know, I've always got it on my mind that it would be good to get back to some sort of level of live playing and being back out there. And, you know, it's something that, even though it's been quiet over the last few years, it's something that I've never really given up on. And I'm always hopeful that we'll be able to get it back together and hit stage again. So, yeah, I'll wrap it up there. I just wanted to do a quick podcast and, just say good day and give you something to listen to. So yeah. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully catch you in the next installment. God bless and rock on.